علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of a guide to managers based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are currently focusing on the 31st letter of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha that he wrote to his son Imam Hassan alayhi salam, which is basically his will and his testament and his advice to his son and his wasiyah, where he mentions some very important points. In the previous session, we mentioned this phrase where Imam Ali alayhi salam says, وَذَلِّلْهُ بِذِكْرِ الْمَوْتِ, that means tame the heart by remembering death. First of all, remember the fact that one day we will leave everything. That means the heart should focus on those things that matter, not those things that are not going to matter, not those that are transient, not those that will only, whose effect will only be in the material realm, but they would be of detriment for the spiritual realm. So this will cause the heart to focus, and therefore the heart will be tamed. Another thing is to realize that death can happen at any time. Therefore the heart needs to be prepared. For that preparedness, the heart will earn that focus. That's another thing. But there is another interpretation of Dhikrul Maut, which is a little bit more profound, that I would like to mention today in this session.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
When you talk about dhikrul maut, many times what comes to the mind is remembering death and the definite death that will happen to everyone. That means the time when a person will, whether he likes it or not, unwillingly leave this material and temporal abode. That means the disconnection that will happen between his material body and the reality of his existence, which is the soul. This is death, which we call غير اختياري, non-volitional death. But there is another death which we call موت اختياري. It means a person willfully dies. Now, what does it mean to willfully die? Does it mean a person really leaves this temporal abode and the connection between his body and his soul is severed absolutely? No, it doesn't mean that. It means that a person, while he's in this world, is able to achieve a complete disconnection from the material realm and yet be not completely, absolutely disconnected, in the sense that a person is still able to return to his body, is able to still attend to his body, but is disconnected from it. What we call maut ikhtiyari. This is another way to call this is what we call inqita', that a person reaches a level of complete disconnection. This is another kind of maut that we call here. And we have in the narrations that also about this kind of maut, where we are told mutu qabla an tamut, that means die before you die, meaning that strive to achieve complete disconnection from this material realm before you are forcefully disconnected from the material realm. This is another meaning of maut.
IRIB English Radio presents a detailed commentary of the Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, on the program Gate of Knowledge.
Now, when we talk about dhikrul maut, that dhikrul maut which gives focus to the heart, that causes the heart to become humble, that causes the heart to be tame under you, one way is what? By remembering that death, that inevitable death that will definitely happen to everyone. Another way is to keep in mind, to remember this idea, and to keep in mind that you need to die before you die. You need to achieve that disconnection with the material realm. Does it mean that we should leave the world completely? No. Be in the world, but strive to achieve that disconnection. How? By what we call the process of tazkiyatun nafs, of purifying the heart, of trying to cleanse the soul and the heart of the sicknesses of attachment, of the sicknesses of moral deficiencies and moral diseases. And a person slowly achieves that, slowly works on that, then they can reach what we call maut ikhtiyari. That means they die before they die. They have control of death in them. Remembering the fact that you can achieve this level and you can have full control over yourself, over your body, in a way that you can ignore it when it is required completely. And you can make use of it based on the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a complete sense. This is a very powerful level of maut. You know, a person should also, probably, perhaps, this verse, this statement of Imam Ali where he says, وَذَلِّلْهُ بِذِكْرِ الْمَوْتِ, that tame the heart by remembering death, is probably also referring to this type of death. This type of what we call maut ikhtiyari. That, oh human being, if you train your nafs, you are going to be able to have full control over it. And you can have control over death even, in the sense that you, before you actually inevitably die, you will be able to separate yourself from this material realm and not be influenced by it in any way. This remembrance will keep a person on track, will make a person's heart focus on the purpose behind his creation and work hard in that direction. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه وبالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه